Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva and Dice of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll be discussing the last 2 weeks of the show. If you'd like to call in, you can join us at 914-338-1239. And we'd like to hear everyone's opinion about the firings and the hirings this week. So there's a lot to talk about. Follow us daily at the blog at divaofdaysoflives.blogspot.com. We're also on Facebook as Diva Day, and we're on Twitter at Diva of Dole. You can find these links on our show page here, and I'd recommend everybody start going on Twitter. It seems like that's the fastest way to get information lately. And we've had two new celebrities on Twitter. Suzanne Rogers just joined, and Patsy Peace. Yay! And Patsy Peace has been on there for a few weeks, too. And Judy Evans has been telling us all lately. Talking about
she's been hilarious.
What was it? Anal cleaning or anal brightening or whatever.
I know,
it was.
These things.
Yes.
Perhaps we need to get Judy a filter.
I don't know.
That was hilarious. Yeah, I think I can't remember if it was whitening or what. It's a spa treatment that basically porn stars do. So what a way to start the show. So.
Oh yeah.
Oh, anal bleaching, that's what they call it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, you watched Dr. 90210 back in the day.
I saw that one.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so, well, the first news I got dropped this week was Crystal Chappell got fired, who plays Carly. So I wanted to hear your opinion about it, Marianne.
I'm not broken up like a lot of other. Most people are like really upset, devastated, and I was waiting for her to go a long time ago. But the only thing I wouldn't mind her staying if they would get her back with Daniel, because I kind of like her with Daniel and Melanie and the whole family thing. And maybe this addiction thing would have done okay, but if she was going to stay, I'd like to see her, you know, paired up with Daniel. But other than that, it's, you know, a great loss to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I know she's very, very, very popular, and I think there's other characters that probably should have gone before her. Maybe, yeah, that I've gotten rid of, Rafe being one of them. But that's probably not going to happen. But anyway, so.
What'd you think, Anna?
Anna,
you're speechless.
No, I never wish anyone to lose their job. You know, I don't wish that on people.
Yeah.
But as a character, about the only thing that I found even watchable, if you will, with that character was her scenes with Melanie and Daniel as a family type thing. You know, they were cute. I thought they were cute as they sort of got to know each other. And I guess I can relate to meeting parents later in life than I, you know, that I didn't know when I was younger. I can relate to that. So I guess I liked that aspect of their relationship. But other than that, Carly pretty much was not. I just wasn't into the character, and I didn't watch it during the period of time that she was on originally, so I don't know. That's kind of my take on it. So I was actually surprised that they made that move from the standpoint of, I don't know, I thought she was in pretty tight. I don't know. I mean, whatever. I'm not going to miss the character, I'll say that.
Yeah, well, when they announced she was coming back, I mean, I wasn't surprised, but I absolutely just truly hated Carly back in the 90s. And it was the same reason the way she's being written now. You know, they try to portray her as a heroine, But at the same time, too, she's constantly manipulating and lying to her friends and getting them into trouble and ruining their lives, and then she doesn't learn from it, and then everybody kind of forgives her eventually. And the trend, Carly breaking up Bill and Hope's marriage, and then not her being in denial and not thinking that she's the other woman. That really didn't endear me to her at all.
She didn't have any qualms about filling that space in Hope's bed, we're supposed to feel sorry for her when Hope comes back into the picture, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, like I said, I mean, she's been around a block a few times. I mean, if you're the other woman, you have to know, chances are you're not going to end up with the guy. You know what I mean? It's a little bit different with Bill and Hope. But they did have a past relationship, and they were in love. I mean, it wasn't just, a sex thing with them. But, I mean, I just thought she was kind of in denial. And then she begged for, Crystal begged for this addiction storyline, and it's really dull.
Oh, my gosh. Writing so bad for it. I just pretty much fast forward through the whole thing. I keep thinking, take the whole bottle, Carly. Take the whole bottle. Don't torture us any longer with this. I want to see the overdose scene.
That's funny. Yeah, they would have put her with Daniel. I don't understand why she's going first. They would have put her with Daniel. I would like to have seen that, because I thought that would have been a couple. And it would have been interesting to have them as a trio. And you throw Jack in there. Maybe have Carly with Jack for a couple minutes.
Oh, no.
I mean, that would drive everybody back.
Oh, gosh.
Back crazy. But still, it could have been somewhat interesting, but... I never liked Carly, and I'm shocked to be first of all people. And by the way, there's a YouTube video of Judy Evans and Crystal Chappelle kissing.
Oh, I saw the picture. That was enough.
What? Yeah, it looks like you look back. But there is a...
Was this the oil can Harry's or whatever last night?
Yeah, and Patsy
Pete was there. They had a little too much to drink, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it looks like Patsy was there, and she's looking pretty fierce.
Oh, right. Oh, Patsy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I wish I wish we were all
there.
That would
have been a blast. Oh, we could have. Yeah, it would have been so much fun.
Yeah, it's Nadia, Beamer, Suzanne, Patsy, Wally, Judy, Crystal, Peter, Ariana, Molly. I think Mark Kafka's there, too.
Uh-huh.
And,
oh, yeah, Mark was definitely there. I think.
Yeah, and,
or maybe he was at another... I know there were a couple events last night.
And I think
Casey
Dietrich appears to be there, too. Look, if Cameron's a little bit far away, but I think Casey's there, too.
This was at Wally and Judy's event, right?
I think it's cool that they had an event. I think that's neat.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah,
it
was supposed to be there. Like Justin and Adrian's engagement party or whatever, reception or something.
The wedding reception. Yeah, the wedding
reception. Yeah, that was a nice idea.
That's a really cute idea.
If you guys are following me on Twitter, I'm going to retweet that. So if you guys want to see the tongue action between Judy and
Crystal.
Oh, really? No. There could have been the gay storyline. Oh,
all right. Yeah, there you go. Could have been. Well,
yeah.
Could have been Adrian and Carly.
Carly.
Yeah, and then we have Louise Sorrell, and I absolutely adore her with a passion. I loved her on Santa Barbara. She was fantastic, and I loved her as Vivian.
Yeah.
And
the right thing for her to do.
The writing for her was terrible because, I mean, she was a joke, and no one took her seriously anymore. So she dropped the bomb that Deidre and Drake are back for the summer. And from the feedback I'm getting, the Drake fans had no clue.
Wait, say that again?
Louise is the one that dropped the bomb, right?
Yeah. Louise is the one who put it out there.
Well, I was wondering
Drake
if that was
back.
Was that where
And she wasn't supposed to, right?
No, she wasn't supposed to.
Oh, how funny. That was a little bit of Vivian sabotage.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
That's
what they do.
They get fired and you just give away the secrets. Hey.
Right, yeah. From what I'm getting, the Drake fans had no idea. He didn't tell his fans.
Oh, how funny.
So,
well, it sounds like maybe it was supposed to be like
one of those
they top
can't
secret
tell
things,
their fans.
And then, you know,
right.
maybe it's supposed to be one of those top secret things, and then like
Leanne
blew it.
Yeah.
Louise,
like, you know, if you do this, you know, they could lose, you know, they might get fired. So.
But, you know, honestly,
know.
That's not cool.
Know.
You know, I mean, it's really not cool that I mean, maybe
what?
She didn't realize, cool. but I would think she would have realized that that was not supposed to be, you know.
That's still supposed to be a secret?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Same kind of fact.
But you know what? I think we even alluded to the fact that Drake was coming. I mean, it kind of wouldn't be no big surprise. It really wasn't.
Yeah.
But,
yeah
okay.
Yeah.
We kind of figured
back.
I mean,
yeah.
he's going to all these
well, they
events.
Kept,
he's going to the
been,
book signing.
They kept
Come on.
Mentioning, well, they kept mentioning him, too. You know, they kept
yeah.
mentioning
yeah.
the character. So
why
you always
he
kind of, you always kind of start wondering when they start mentioning the characters that they never mention. You know, usually
yeah.
they don't want to remind you that they sent off one of the big super couples of history. You know,
the
they don't want to remind the audience
though.
Of that. But, you know, and I mean, personally,
yeah,
I'm not the biggest John and Marlena fan, but I'm happy for their fans. Of, you know, that,
right.
Yeah.
And,
it's
and
done
hopefully,
right. Maybe
hopefully
be
it'll be good for the show. Hopefully it'll be good writing. My only thing is I really, really, really want it to be new John that comes back and not old John.
I
want
oh, no.
Wait,
I wouldn't count
I want
on that, but yeah.
to be permanently gone. I love the sarcasm and the edginess
yeah.
that new John had. And I hope that they remember that he's a Demira and a Brady now. And
mm-hmm.
that they play
That's
off
what
that.
I'm wondering.
Oh, that
yeah.
would be very interesting to me. I mean,
don't they kind of forget that Brady is a Demira? They really kind
yeah.
of forget that.
Yeah, they do.
He's a Kuriakis, and no, he's not a Kuriakis. Sorry.
That's true.
Yeah, he is, but not really.
Well, he is through
he's a Demira.
Isabel, right?
Yeah.
Or Isabella, or
yeah,
through Isabella, but through the yeah, but he's yeah, but through the father's side, he's a Demira.
Yeah. And a Brady.
Yeah. And a Brady, yeah. Yep. And a Kuriakis. Whoa, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so, John Marlena, I'm glad they're back because I hope they do bring up the ratings like, you know, everybody else is thinking. And but if they go back to being, you know, kind of the cheesy John Marlena, I kind of don't want to see that. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to see them do something maybe kind of edgy.
Yeah.
You know, something interesting.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and I mean, I hope it's not just propping
Sammy. All
depends
on the writing, you know.
Yeah.
Now, there again, let's hope.
Are they going to prop or are they going to have their
I
own
story? I mean, the writer,
that's
one of the writers
like.
That's coming back is somebody who wrote during most of the 90s. So
yeah.
that could be good, you know. It could be good in terms
mm-hmm.
of some of the stuff that was going on. I missed a lot of the 90s, but it was the 80s and then came back, you know, 6 years ago or so. But it's like... I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'm trying to be very positive about it. I'm trying to say,
mm-hmm.
you know, the show clearly, I mean, the powers that be, at least some of them, obviously get it. They obviously get that the road they were going down sucked. And, I mean, if they didn't get it, seeing the ratings as awful as they've been the last couple of months, that would have been a big clue right there, a big wake-up call. So, I mean, I have to at least give them credit at this point. They should have seen it before it happened. You know, you'd
mm-hmm.
like to think that they have, you know, foresight. But since they didn't, you know, at least they look like they're trying to make some changes that hopefully will be for the better and will give fans more of what they really want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, and I thought it was interesting that they had rumors they're only coming back for the summer, but it always leads to more things. So basically if the ratings kind of don't go up, then, you know, they probably be let go again.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So this, it might not be permanent. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, I kind of wondered, with, you know, Dee joined the book tour, too, at some point. I was like, you know,
yeah.
as bitter mm-hmm. as she was when she left, I,
yes.
you know, I don't know, what carrot did they throw out there for her, you know? Of course, she was also promoting a book
a
that
job.
She wrote. I mean, she had a mm-hmm. she had a book that she was
Money.
Promoting as well. So, I mean, that's all cool. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's all a business, you know. But, you know, it'll be fun. I hope they do them justice. I hope they do the Geralina fans justice. You know, again, not my favorite pairing, but I'd much rather they bring back Tony and Anna. But, Yeah. Let's see how it goes, and maybe if there's a positive response for Marlena and John and Marlena, maybe they'll bring back Tony and Anna. I mean, I don't know.
And they're still, you know,
and Lucas,
still need more Damaras. They still need the bad guys. I mean, I hope they don't do away with the Damaras either. You know, they need.
But yeah, I was a little worried. Were you guys a little concerned, given that we're Damara obsessed? That I was a little concerned.
Yeah.
They were like talking about the Hortons and the Bradys and Roman
in that interview. It's almost like he didn't want the villains anymore.
Yeah.
And
it's like they
guys.
Were
going to
return to. Well, and the thing of it is, I think what they were, you know, what people are objecting to is two Wraiths, and the Wraith two being at first kind of the novelty and kind of edgy, and then he just became completely unrootable. I mean, at first I was rooting for him because I actually thought he was, you know, a lot more fun than the other Wraith if you have to choose between the two. But once he killed, you know, Faye, I was done with him. So, you know, I mean, at that point, he became completely, you know, unrootable. And, you know, and then with the other guy being as boring as he is, I was like, okay, they can get rid of both these guys. I won't be upset. But I just wonder, I mean, I hope they don't turn it, I hope that they have good stories. And I hope that, you know, that they really, I don't know, do these characters justice. Because I think some of them have been severely lacking for, you know, story and for airtime. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with Kate and Stefano, but I'm worried that they didn't even mention the Damaras. You know, it's like, let's not forget, you know. So.
Yeah, what are they going to do with EJ? It just seemed like they're saying something about the villains and getting away from, I guess, the prostitution and the drug rings and the villains and stuff. But you still need the villains to have conflict. You can't have a soap opera without any, with all good guys.
Right.
Right.
Not going to make sense, you know. So I don't know. I don't know what he meant by that, but.
Yeah, because, I mean, Corday does have this attitude every once in a while that he blames the rings going down on the Damara family. And he
forgets they're not real.
It's the way your writers are writing them. You have writers that don't know how to write for them, for one thing. That's the problem. Like, Higley didn't know what to do with them. You know?
They can get rid of Chloe then, too, because her storylines are dark and depressing. I mean, she tried to commit suicide. How's that, you know, happy and light and romantic? You know, it's not.
Or they could be referring to, like, the whole Quinn thing. I mean, if they're getting rid of...
Maybe he meant
that,
too,
of Vivian. Now we know he's her son. So it's like, okay, well, that means there's really no need for him around because, I mean, he's okay. You know, he's handsome, but, I mean, his whole relationship with Chloe just makes me want to hurl. So you know, there's no emotion behind it. He's just basically using her, and she's weakened right now, and so, or especially weakened, so he's just going to take full advantage of her and everything, which, okay, fine, maybe some people find that fun to watch, I don't know, but, you know, it seems like if Vivian's not there, don't have a need for him, and honestly, and maybe that's partly what Ken was referring to, too. Okay, so we have this guy who comes in, and he's a pimp, basically a high-class pimp. You know, we don't need that. And we don't really, honestly, we don't even really need to talk about the drug dealing crap. I mean, I don't care about that. But you know, I hope they don't, like you said, I hope they don't emasculate our villains, you know, and ruin them.
I mean, he used the whole Damara thing as an excuse to fire people. He did that with Renee Jones. He's done that with Tony a few times. He's done that with Stefano. Oh, they needed to take a break. They're too dark right now. It's like, well, you know.
Yeah. He always
your
brings
heroes
them
are,
back.
Yeah, yeah, but
eventually
then
brings
heroes
them back.
Yeah, if you could have full heroes,
of course,
then watch
then
that.
Supposedly Lexi's supposed to be, Lexi and Abe are supposed to have some screen time. So, you know, coming up.
Yeah, he said about, that they've been behind, you know, well, they have,
Roman,
they always
too.
Have. Yeah, and Roman, where's he been? He hasn't even been on.
Well, the thing is, I'm curious about Roman.
I don't miss him.
Are they going to put him back in Marlena's orbit? Or are they going to bring Anna back to give him a woman? Roman has been womanless for 4 years.
Yeah, what are they
going
to do with him if they bring him back?
Or is he going to be some kind of revenge storyline against Stefano and EJ?
Yeah.
I mean,
shouldn't he be out there looking for Anna? Didn't he say he was going to find Anna?
Yeah.
He still hasn't found Anna yet.
Yeah. And Ray's supposed to look for her, too.
I still don't know what happened to her.
So, yeah, that's curious. But, I mean, those are the 3 years. I think Lexi's been doing, Renee Jones has been doing just a fabulous job as EJ's conscience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she cracks me up. I mean, she basically gives the same speech as Stefano does to EJ, you know, calling him an idiot and all that stuff. But when Renee Jones does it, it's like hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and then, you know, she's mostly been propping Taylor. But,
Did you see they finally did it?
Most useless character ever. Oh, my. And I had to shield my eyes. I'm not even kidding.
Oh,
you.
Did you see when he was undressing her there?
Now, you know what? I literally blocked that up. I think I was on the phone
please.
While I was playing, and I did not bother to rewind it.
Eat a sandwich, girl, please.
Well, you know what? Not just that. It's just she's just unappealing. I mean, to me, I don't buy 1 ounce of this.
I'd rather see Stefano and Kate in bed than those two.
Me too. Well, and I think they could actually, I mean, in the right scenario, they could be hot. I mean, because they're hot when they're hot.
I know they could, yeah.
I mean, they're hot when they're just touching, you know. I mean, they have more sexual chemistry when he just touches her on the cheek or kisses her on the cheek than those two have. And I just find no, you know, and then we have to come back to a thigh shot. I did see that part. I'm like, oh, gosh. You know, I didn't need to see Taylor's thigh any more than I needed to see her face or any other part of her. So, you know, I think we need to, maybe the diva needs to have a contest to see who needs to get run over by the car next. You know, with Don coming back,
well,
if I can run over.
Gap.
You know,
yeah, like, who's the sixth to leave? Well, we already have two, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Vivian and
right.
Carly.
No, Carly and who's, Vivian.
Mm-hmm. Taylor.
Oh, yes. Let's hope Taylor.
Well,
you know, what they really need to do? They need to bring back Mark Hapke. I know some people weren't into Nathan, but I really like Nathan.
I think they might bring Nathan back, whether it's Mark Hapke or somebody else.
I think they need to bring him back. He's important. He's part of the core family. He's cute as heck. He's really, you know, I love his humor as an actor as well as the character. I think if they actually wrote well for them and actually wrote for Melanie and Nathan, I think they could be really cute and appealing and funny and playful. Because when they were first playing, they were really...
Well, Melanie needs somebody.
They were teasing each other and joking and stuff. And they were really cute. That's what kind of drew me to them. I just think they're really kind of fun and cute and playful, whatever. And, you know, you can get romance from that bonding of friendship and all. But, like... This Dumio character. Oh, maybe Taylor needs to like run out in the middle of the street, and Dumio needs to act the hero and try to save her, and the car takes both of them out. That's what would be my ideal scenario. And then like Gabby would like overdose because she's so depressed that she lost another sibling. I don't know.
Another one, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, Camilla seems like I met her. She's very sweet. I really like her as an actress and as a person. But that character has not been, they have not done her any favors as far as an actor for the way they've written the movie. So, just my opinion. So those would be my two votes for the people who need to be run over.
Yeah, I would go Gabby and Dario and Quinn. But, I mean, that money-wise, that's pretty much nothing, though, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I think someone should be murdered, though. I mean, you know. Because what they need is really a good old-fashioned murder. We haven't had one in years.
Murder mystery. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That would bring Roman in. Maybe that's what they're going to do. Maybe one of the characters is going to die under mysterious circumstances or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but, like, you know, a good murder. Not like the Ari's murder. That was boring. No one cared.
Yeah.
So no one cared.
So it's kind of like, oh, she's leaving the show. Oh, look, she got run over by a car. Next. You know,
yeah.
Like they really didn't, you know, they weren't going to invest in her because, you know, she was leaving, or not that she wanted to leave at that point, but, you know, they were getting rid of the character, and so whatever. But I don't know. I've watched a few scenes trying to get what they see in Mel and Dumio, and I just do not see it. I don't see how she could be drawn. I mean, he's okay looking, but I don't see how she could be drawn to him. She wants to do things with her life. She wants to improve. She's looking at nurse practitioner now and everything. And it's like, you know, granted she was on the fast track nursing. I mean, she went through it in like 6 weeks, but still, that's what they all do on the show. But, you know, with Demio, I just don't see, I don't know, I just don't see the chemistry. I don't see why they'd have any interest in one another. Just, I don't get it at all. So let's hope that's one of the things they're scrapping on some level.
Yeah, it seems like there's this odd trend that everybody's really awkward. Like Dario and Melania are awkward, and Daniel and Jennifer are awkward. And it's like, is there anybody on this? And Maggie and Victor don't know what the hell they're doing half the time.
I love them, though. I actually
They're more true to life, though. I mean, yeah, they are. I like them.
I love them. I have to admit, of all,
they're
moving slow,
and they're like, you know, feeling each other out, and just like, you know, fighting one minute, getting along the next, and trying
layers.
To figure out excuses why they shouldn't be together.
Right.
Yeah. It's
And quite honestly, at least for a change, it's not like faux reasons. I mean, sometimes like when Bo and Hope first were having problems, at least like the 14th millionth time they were having problems back when the kidnapping of Sierra, and then, you know, they, you know, she didn't agree with how he handled things, and that just broke him up. That was so stupid the way they wrote that. The writing was awful for that. But in this situation with Victor and Maggie, so far, you know, it's been somewhat realistic why they pulled and tugged and, you know, whatever. And, you know, and then here she makes this casserole for him that she hates, but she made it for him. And then she feels silly.
Like, why do I do that?
He's this grown adult, this seasoned, you know, mature woman, and here she is making a casserole for a man because he's sick that has ingredients in it that are Greek ingredients that she doesn't like, but she does it anyway for him. You know, but it's all done. I mean, it's not corny. I like the way they've just struck such a perfect balance.
He even returns the casserole dish himself.
I know. That was so cute.
Could have had anybody drop it off, you know, if he didn't want to see her anymore. No.
Yeah.
Like they,
I think the actors have done a great job, and I think the writing's actually been pretty good for them. And the writing's good for Stefano and Kate whenever they get together, but they hardly have scenes together anymore, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Annoying. But anyway, so I don't know. But I just hope they don't scrap Victor and Mel. I hope they don't scrap Victor and Maggie, and I hope they don't scrap Kate and Stephanie.
Oh, I hope not. No.
Yeah, I don't see them scrapping them. I can't tell from day to day if they're together or not.
What makes it fun. I don't know.
I've missed a lot the last 2 weeks because in Pennsylvania, as Mary, I can tell you, it actually stopped raining. Does it rain for like 3 straight months?
Oh.
So I've been outside.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Seriously, the weather's been so shitty. But I mean, we're not getting the tornadoes everybody else is getting, so we're, you know, pretty.
We had two hovering over our office the other day.
I heard about what happened. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty freaky. And one actually touched down near where I live. But everything's okay. I mean, there wasn't too much damage in Kansas City, but you know, the other areas, horrible, horrible things. So.
Yeah, I know. Every time I hear something, you know, around your neck of the woods, I get concerned. You know, where's Anna? Is she okay?
I tracked my mom down during the ones as they were coming through town. We were about to go. And, of course, you know, my iPhone doesn't work when I, you know, apparently when there's a tornado hovering over. Yeah. But I called her from my desk before I, you know, I guess before we evacuated or whatever. And, or not evacuated, but went to our safe place in the building. And I said, Mom, where are you? She goes, I'm in the basement at Chico's.
Down
the plaza. Well, so she was shopping, and then so I mean, all of City Hall, everybody, you know, went down. At least they have lots of basements here. I mean, I guess that would be
that's
the reason why, since it's Tornado Alley. But, So good thing we don't have that going on right at the moment. So
yeah, that's a good thing.
But I don't know. So I don't know. I'm trying to be optimistic that they'll do the right thing. I'm sure there'll be some things we hate, some things we like, some things we love. Let's just hope there's enough to love. Because right now, honestly, I don't know about you guys, but I'm fast-forwarding through more of the show that I'm watching at this point. Stop and watch Victor and Maggie, and I stop on a few others, and of course Kate and Stefano, anything Kate's in, a lot of what Stefano's in, but I'm not buying the Deer Caught in the Headlights falling in love because of a scarf EJ, and, you know, I can't stand Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stand the two Rafes, although it did creep me out on Friday. Did you see Friday's show? Was it Friday where...
Well, Friday wasn't on, so maybe Thursday.
Sammy Goat.
Yeah,
Sammy
Goat. Friday I had tennis.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sammy went to go see the Rafe 2 and
mm-hmm.
by herself,
right.
And Rafe 1 was supposed to meet her, I think. She goes in the room, and Rafe 2 has figured out how to get loose, so he attacks
right.
her. So, you know, that was kind of interesting. But
finish the job.
Yeah. Well, the way they're writing Sammy
well.
Now, what I'm hoping mm-hmm. is that these writers, they know, I mean, the one lady, she knows Sammy pretty well. She knows the Sammy that most people are used to. So
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of hoping that gives me hope that maybe we'll see some of the old Sammy, who
mm-hmm.
actually did get on my nerves after a while, but now I really wish she would come back.
Yeah.
You never know what you had until you lose it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was actually all ready to go to watch it on Friday, and I'm like, oh, there's tennis. I felt like a dumbass.
Yep.
I sat there and waited like an hour.
You what? What tennis?
I sat there and waited for like an hour for Friday's.
Oh,
days,
it wasn't
it
on.
Out,
oh, that
it was
no tennis.
Yeah,
oh.
I know.
I've got a picture from a friend who's at the French Open. It's a French Open, right? Because they just sent a picture. Or is it Wimbledon? Or is that coming? That's coming soon, I guess. Oh, next week, next month. I don't know. Who knows? But I didn't realize that Fridays didn't air on NBC. Huh? Because
mm-hmm.
I watched it on SoapNet at night. So.
Yeah, we always. I'm sure Marianne remembers this joke. We always used to make fun of John Marlena love scenes because they always covered up the love scene with a plant.
With a plant. Yeah.
Yeah, and now the plant is in everybody's love scene. It was in Sammy and Rafe. It was E.J. and Taylor's. So apparently the flower budget is not going to be cut anytime soon. I mean, I don't understand that. I mean, if you're paying for money for these gorgeous people to have sex and take their clothes off, then why the hell are you shooting a damn plant?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand that logic. But you're shooting a damn plant during a love scene. So, yeah, the E.J. and Taylor, that love scene looked kind of awkward. And
it
I
was.
Mean, Taylor,
it was.
Kind of.
Kind of. It just
so awkward I couldn't watch it. Unwatchable.
Yeah, the E.J. shows
no
up.
I don't see that. There's no chemistry. I just
none. I mean, why do we care about these people? I mean, there's no, I mean,
no
leading up to it, sexual tension, whatever. I mean,
yeah.
I just don't get it at all. I mean, it wasn't like Bone Hope's first time, like, oh, they're
this
finally going to do it.
Yeah.
Or like
yeah.
even Victor and Maggie.
Yes.
I mean, I don't necessarily need to see the whole thing, but, you know, I don't need a thigh shot, you know, but, I mean, not that hey, she has great thighs, I'm sure. She's got great legs.
No,
but
does.
I mean, I don't
yeah.
really need to see that much detail, but I honestly think they would have more chemistry in a love scene than those two do. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, James Scott is hot. I mean, for him to be, what I see in some of these pairings is Dumio is dragging Melanie down. For those who liked Melanie, I think he's ruining Melanie. Brady's out flapping around. Who knows what he's doing, because he's not with Nicole and he's not with Taylor, but he has scenes with both, you know, who knows, or scenes with Taylor. Anyway.
Yeah, who's he has no one
he's kind
one
of flapping
right
around doing
he's
nothing.
He's too hot to have
I
no
mean,
one.
Come
I mean,
on. He should not be,
God.
Yeah, he should not be wasted.
Yeah.
Now, five shot, I could deal with some sort of shot with him in it, you know. But
yeah, any
I don't
kind
know.
Of
I don't know. You know, it's almost like, and then we have to sit through Jennifer and Daniel, honestly. Ugh.
Oh, on the couch. Ooh.
On the root beer. Yeah,
yeah.
He had, like, root beer slobber all over her, and he's, like, kissing. I'm like, ooh, you must like root beer.
Oh, yeah.
Ew. But, I mean, I have to admit they're playing them kind of, like, they're kind of fun in terms of new love and all that, but we know it's not. We know they're not going to be, I mean, ugh. So I don't know. I don't know about that. They need to get rid of that whole thing. it's okay if it's just an interim thing, but Jack better be coming back and better be good.
Oh, I just found Shit Victor Says on Twitter. So anybody wants to follow that, that's at FHT Victor Says.
Oh, yeah, that's the good
it.
Stuff.
And
put
Evil
that on
Race.
Twitter.
Yeah, and Evil Race is also on Twitter. So it's, yeah, at Evil Race.
Which one is the evil right now? Yeah.
Well, this one, he has devil
yeah.
horns and red eyes, so that's how you could tell the difference between
Evil Race.
Evil Rafe and the
original. The other one should be Boring Rafe. Rafe.
What is it? Shit the Victor
boring
says?
Rafe. Yes, it's at Shit Victor Says, without the I and the shit part. So,
oh, without the I.
Yes, without the I, if you guys want to follow that person. But, what the hell were we talking about? I don't even remember.
Love scene.
I wanted to talk about
mismatched pairings in general.
Yeah,
unrootable
couples. About the Taylor and EJ thing on Thursday. Okay. So he shows up to her hotel room. He pulls a gun out to say he just went down to the pier. He was going to go shoot somebody. Apparently
mm-hmm.
she thought that was sexy and
hot.
Sex with someone
that's
else.
Hot. That's like
yeah,
Aaron's
not yeah.
hot.
I'm sorry. If he actually throws the gun on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And that turns her on.
Turns
I mean,
her on,
you know,
I guess.
Yeah, and people say Nicole's freaky. I mean, come on, you know.
Well, didn't he? I fast-forwarded or had it on mute through most of their scenes because I can't stand it. Wasn't there some element of I was going to do this, but then I thought of you and, you know, I want to be a better person kind of BS?
Yes.
Wasn't that kind of the same? I was going to go down and do something really bad, and then I thought of your scarf, and I was like, I can't do that because.
Oh, you make me want to be a better person. Oh, come on, EJ,
please,
that is not you. It'll never be you. Just come on. You're never going to be a
better
person.
That's what every guy says.
Yes, really. Just
why
be who you are. You need
bed?
Someone that is
no
going to accept
idea.
Him for who he is, which is Sammy or Nicole. You know,
yeah.
Not Taylor. No.
I don't know. The women in the show are just so flippant pathetic. Yet Taylor is sleeping with a guy who has killed somebody. You have Chloe actually thinking this one-night stand is a real relationship. You got Carly shooting up drugs for, you know, she's having a bad time. And, you know, and then I just don't understand. And then for some reason, Jennifer was insecure about her looks this week. Because,
oh, I know. That's so weird.
Oh, come on, Jennifer.
That was sad.
Please.
That was sad.
Yeah.
So now Dr. Dan's scoring hero points because he's doing an ugly chick. Come on. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Not cute. I mean, yeah, she's not. She's Chloe and she are two totally different people and two totally different looks. But I'm sorry, when they wrote for her to say, well, the last two girls you said were so beautiful and they were brunettes. I'm like, Kate was a brunette too, but we won't bring that up. I'm not bitter
yeah.
about that. But
so
anyway,
was Chelsea.
Well, what's funny
yeah.
is Hope's encouraging Jennifer, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, this dog was making out with your 15-year-old looking stepdaughter
that.
Out in the front of all the family and kids and elderly people during 4th of July. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Oh,
there is something coming up with Kate having to do with Kate. I think Kate and Jennifer are discussing Daniel or something.
Oh,
I guess
I remember a long time ago, Lauren said something. She tweeted something about she and Missy working together and having some sort of I can't remember what word she used, but it was like, ooh, mixing it up with Jennifer.
Oh.
Mixing it up.
Pairing notes.
Yeah, that's coming up. Yeah, that's coming up.
Well,
yeah,
I wonder what sparks that.
I don't know.
They better not have Kate jealous. Oh, please.
Yeah.
That better not
know.
Be it.
Yeah, let's not go there. Wasn't it cute Stefano said that Kate was the love of his life?
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that. He finally found the love of, yes.
Oh, they're so cute.
So sweet.
Oh, love them.
Yeah.
I just need to see more of them. I'm tired of seeing those, like, here and there. And I can't even keep track of when they're on because it's like they're on so little. But I love them together. Love them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so. Okay, I had to have a moment. Okay, my moment's over.
They're too funny.
We want, yeah, we want more moments, you know.
That's
we
right.
Can say that. We
longer
can't say
moments.
Too many of that.
We want longer moments, extended
yeah.
moments,
yeah.
more frequent moments.
yeah.
Frequency and extended. And
bring back Tony and Anna so I can have my moment. Okay?
Oh, yes. Well, we need them too. That would just
yeah.
be like the dream.
Or Andre. I don't care which one.
Oh, I want
Tony.
Tony
and Andre or both.
I want Tony.
Yeah. Tony, yeah.
I want Tony.
Yeah, I was just. So I was did a Facebook chat with a friend of mine who doesn't follow the show online, and I said, "Oh, maybe Tony will come back." And she's like, "Is he dead?" And I'm like, "Come on! I mean, he's been dead a million times." And she's like, "Oh, what happened to Anna?" And I was just thinking about Anna's last scene. She was pretending to be unconscious on that hospital bed, and then someone came up and touched her lips lovingly.
Yes.
And then the last you saw her, she opens the door and she acts shocked. So
she acts shocked,
that was,
right.
Yeah. So I always
so
thought
who
that
could
was
that
kind
be?
Of... Yeah, so
yeah.
I thought that was kind of weird because, I mean, obviously she recognized the person, but
mm-hmm.
it's just like, okay, did they really leave the door open for Tony to return? Because, I mean, who else
was it? I can't remember. Was it a surprise shock or a scared shock? It really, you really couldn't tell which way. She did it in a way as... Like she was just surprised.
Right. It was
yeah.
it was great acting. Leon
not like
Park,
she was scared of this person. That she was just surprised.
Right. And,
no.
and who else would come up and touch her lips
I
like
mean,
that?
Really and
I mean,
truly,
yeah.
they have.
That is
that,
how she. That's how that was left.
They
you
have
know, whether
yeah.
they'll remember
history.
That or not.
And it would be so plausible. It'd be so easy for the writers. I
so
mean,
easy
heck,
to
even
write.
Dina said Tony and Anna write themselves for crying out loud.
Right.
Take it easy, writers. Take a day off. Let Tony and Anna write themselves. We don't mind, but look the other way, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Put
let their fans
I mean,
write
they,
for them. For
when Leanne and Teo call in and they're talking to each other, it's like we could just sit back and, like, you know.
Yeah, and just listen to
something.
Them. Yeah.
They're great. They,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're too cute.
Yeah. yeah.
So, yeah, I mean,
there's so many ways
to
bring Tony back. Just so many explanations
yeah.
and same
I
with
wish,
Anna, too.
I wish that, I wish Jay Kenneth would come back. I know he hasn't been gone that long, but I think it would be great if they got rid of Quinn and then somehow Jay Kenneth decided, okay, maybe the writers won't suck as much. maybe he'll come back. And then, you know, I don't know. I'm just speculating, but it would be great to see him again because, you know, I just, like, had only, what, we only had, like, maybe a month of his, like, cute haircut, and then he left. I mean, it's
yeah.
like, that's not enough. I'm not superficial or anything, but, you know, it's like, ugh, anyway.
Oh, the,
oh, yeah, I'd like to see him back, for sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, the,
well, maybe
Kate Jennifer scene.
Huh?
Yeah. He might.
I just want to say the Kate Jennifer scene is Monday the 13th, in case
oh,
anybody wants to
you.
See that one.
Yeah, that's a week from now. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, Monday? Yeah, a week from now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thank you. That should be interesting. I wonder what they're gonna. Wonder what they're up to.
Hmm.
Well, is Jennifer investigating? Oh, maybe this will end. Maybe this will bring about the demise of Carly. If she keeps investigating, and figures out Carly's the one on drugs and stuff, maybe they'll just send her packing. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or they send her away to rehab, and who knows whenever she'll come back. You know, or
Brookville or Brookhaven or whatever that thing is outside of town that I think
yeah, they'll send, that's
Ava was at
happen.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she can run into Ava. I never actually wished for Ava to come back, but
isn't Ava
if
back?
Camera no. signed a contract or something that they can't get
I look
out
at
of.
Her and I see Ava. Okay.
Could her have Ava back? No, I couldn't stand Ava, actually, but. You know, the whole Steve thing was just sleazy and gross. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't see the back of her leaving fast enough. But, let's see. Well, so do we have a list? Have we figured out who? Okay, we got returning in the returning camp. We've got, what, Roman? I mean, we've got what, Marlena and Dieter
John,
and Drake.
And Jack.
And Jack. I mean, Matthew.
That's three.
Okay.
Right.
And
I think maybe,
well, of course,
maybe Philip.
Who?
Yeah, maybe Philip.
Yeah, that would be nice. Oh, that.
Oh, the
be...
wish list. Tony and Anna. Yeah.
Of course.
No.
Yeah, Philip, Tony, and Anna would be like my wish list. Those would be my.
Yeah, I could throw Lucas on.
Well, actually, Nathan too.
Lucas.
I mean, oh, but
yeah,
you know
I could
what?
Maybe
it was
Lucas,
more than
or
that.
Maybe
I,
Nathan.
The other scenario I would love to see, if they're going to build up the Hortons again, is bring Lucas back, you know, with Brian. Bring Brian back and have him bring Daddy in the form of John Martin, the most recent Bill. Oh, he was hot.
Yeah, I kind of think they might bring him back, too.
Tate had some hot scenes with him. Whew. So I wouldn't mind seeing a little triangle. I mean, not that I always like triangles, but if they're well done. But I would love to have Bill come back following, you know, follow Lucas. I mean, since Jennifer's there, he could come back and be there for Lucas and for Jennifer and the grandkids. And, you know, Kate and he would, you know, he and Kate would have to, you know, rebond over the kids and the grandkids and all that. And maybe he'd kind of put on the hero hat a little bit and be like, you know, I don't know what you see in Stefano, you know, you're better than that. You know, I mean, he could, like, be the, wear the white hat and Stefano could wear the black hat and they could, like, fight over her. That would be, like, awesome. So, anyway.
How about Mike Horton? Would they bring him back?
Not really. Yeah. Not, unless it was Michael T. Weiss, then I could handle it.
Yeah. From what I heard, though, I heard Michael T. Weiss lost his looks. He was on, he did a guest appearance on one of the, like, the, Law and Order shows or something this year, and everybody said they didn't even recognize him. He looked
really
bad. And Rourke Kirchlow is free because V got canceled.
Oh, I heard about that, yeah. See, I guess I just don't have any. I liked him when he came back to visit and stuff, but I don't really have any historical connection with him because I wasn't watching during the period of time that he was on. So I just remember my, you know, the Michael T. Weiss from. Was it Michael T. Weiss? Is that his name?
Mike.
The first or the other Mike, the original Mike.
The
one I know, that he will always be, well, he wasn't the original, but he was definitely my Mike.
he was
popular. But I don't really care if that character comes back. Honestly, I mean, to me that would the other list we have is Ken saying that he's wants to focus on 15 core characters, he listed Lexi and Abe. Which I thought was interesting because they have a habit of either being completely backburnered or they end up pimping everybody else and they don't get, you know, like, I mean, except for the autism story, they got that.
That's the only bigger storyline
you know,
I can remember them having other than
Taylor,
with Brandon.
You know,
we'll bring Brandon back. Brandon Walker.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Brother.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I was thinking of him.
I don't know. So there's a lot of options there. Well, so we got 15 people that we think, you know, they're going to. They mentioned Roman. Now, the only reason I'm thinking Roman would be featured is because if there's a crime, otherwise, what role is he going to have?
What's he going to do? Yeah.
Yeah, I still think it's Marlena, though.
And to me, those two, like, original Roman, but that Roman. I love Josh with Kate. I mean, Kate and Roman, you know, and even still, like when they have scenes, even today, it's rare and they don't get to act like they even remember each other. But even whenever they have scenes, they, you know, Lauren and Josh do try to throw in a little shout out to the Cayman fans. And it's always nice because they don't write for them. So they try to, you know, throw in a little wink or a little touch or a little something. And I love those two together in that sense. So not that I necessarily wanted to go back to Roman and Kate, but I just him, Marlena. I mean, that's
I
just like
even bringing back Roman and Marlena
ever.
And having them together. So
I can't stand that combination. So anyway, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it would be cool if they really allowed John to explore his Demira Brady roots. That would be awesome. There'd be all kinds of mixing it up with, there are all kinds of possibilities with how the Demiras would handle things. And then, you know, we got little Demira Jr.
Have John and Stefano, you know, fighting for the Demira, you know, like they should have way back in 08.
Phil
that was starting up.
Yeah.
Then have Tony come back and get him in the mix.
Definitely. Tony.
Like they would have before, you know,
and then
all that happened. And
you know, Chad's still in the picture, and so they need to get him more heavily involved in Demira Dirty stuff or at least something, I don't know. I mean, because I'm not liking the way Kate and Stefano or, you know, their sole existence lately has been to keep Abby away from Chad. I mean, that's like so
sophomoreish.
But, yeah, so I don't know. course, then there's Bone Hope. I wonder what they're going to... I know they're happy about scripts, apparently, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was it a few weeks ago
big thing centered around
that
them,
the
I
promo,
think, right?
One of the promo people tweeted that they actually were reshooting 17 episodes?
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. I mean, that is huge. Money-wise, that says a lot. They must
or did I hear somewhere that that's not true now?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, why would she tweet that? Why would she tweet that if it's not true?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
And you know that they're doing rewrites. I did hear that they're slowing down the whole Will. I think they were going to go, I'm not really sure, because like Justin and Adrian mentioned Sonny on Friday. I think it was Friday's show, because I saw it on SoapNet, so I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Friday's show that they mentioned Sonny coming back, or that he maybe they'll get lucky and he'll come and visit or something like that. So I think he's the one that Will was supposed to originally fall for or be curious about or be exploring
mm-hmm.
his sexuality or whatever. But then I read something today that suggested that they were rewriting some of that, reworking some of it. I don't know. And who knows, because there's been a lot of people, not me, but a lot of people are Chill fans. You know, they have this whole fan base, you know, for Chad and Will. Personally,
mm-hmm.
I don't see it. I think of Will with being somebody else, maybe, but I don't really see him with Chad. But who knows? They're reworking that whole thing. I don't know. But I heard that they're possibly slowing that storyline down, which would be good if they don't just jump into it and it's slam, bam, thank you, Sonny. You know, I mean, it would be nice if it were, you know, a slow burn, you know, developing the actual characters and the history and, you know, the motivations and all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, the ratings just came out. So, what do you...
Is that a laugh?
That was fantastic.
Yeah, I just put... It's on the blog now. I just put it...
Oh.
And I also put it on Facebook, Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a guess where Days is.
Laugh?
Yeah.
At least we're consistent. At least we're consistent.
We're a good 60,000 below All My Children. But our ratings were the same from this week from last week, but we're down 183,000 from last year. But all the soaps were down for the week, but One Life to Live and General Hospital and All My Children are up from last year. So,
well, of course,
yep.
Their fans have something to fight for. I mean, they're
oh,
thinking
yeah.
they're losing their shows. And speaking of that, I heard that there was some ABC is going to be announcing Katie Couric's new show on Monday, and the General
mm-hmm.
Hospital fans are worried that that means they're bumping General Hospital. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Yeah. I know Dr. Oz is taking Oprah's spot, at least in our market.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but I heard Katie wanted 4 o'clock, though. She wanted the Oprah 4 o'clock
oh.
one.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't care about her. So, I mean, you know, I used to like her
yeah.
back in the day when she was on the Today Show, but I don't have any real use for her now, especially if she takes another soap. I mean, I would not want to be her if she takes the last ABC soap off the air. I would not
mm-hmm.
want to be her. but, no. Oh, yeah, here are the ratings. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Hmm. Well, if it makes us feel any better, we only lost 43,000 more viewers from last year than Y&R did. Of course, they had a much higher base to begin with.
Right.
But that's scary. I mean, you know, the only good thing from this that I can see is that it has been a huge wake-up call. You think about it, if Days were still hovering around third or fourth, or maybe fourth, where they
yeah.
were for a while, then
yeah.
you kind of go, well, that's good enough, that's okay, you know.
Yeah.
But when you're last for, like, several weeks in a row,
mm-hmm.
that's got to be a wake-up call. Comcast must have been like, before we took over NBC, we didn't realize how bad you suck. You need to get some new sets. Bring some papers
yeah.
back. Do something. And get rid of Dummy-O.
Okay, so Anna, all right, you're the writer. You have Dario. How are you going to get rid of this guy?
Dario?
Are you going to kill him off? Yeah, so are you going to kill him off? Or is he going to just leave town and hissy fit?
I think, you know, honestly, as much as I joke about him being run over by a car, honestly, it's not worth the set, you know, disturbing the set for that. So I say he just needs to go find himself, you know.
Go back where he came from.
Maybe there's another opening, you know. Maybe he could take Nathan Horton's spot at Johns Hopkins if Nathan comes back. I don't know. I don't care. I've tried to watch those scenes, and I'm not trying to bash the actor. He's a decent enough kid, I'm sure. The writing's atrocious. I see nothing that Melanie would see in him. It just doesn't work. It's like right now they just have several pairings that just aren't working.
Right.
And
why can't they see that?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, apparently they
The problem is, like we said a few weeks ago,
they've got so many, they've already got 2 months. Now, you would have thought while it was happening, they would see how bad it sucked and they would re-engineer it. But apparently they had to wait till some of it actually hit the viewers, hit the TV before they went, ooh, that's really bad. So I don't know.
Maybe it isn't such a good thing to tape, like, to be so
two
months in advance. It never used to be. What was it, only a couple of weeks, maybe?
Yeah. Well, that's what
the most it went years ago.
Yeah, Sherry was saying they were just a couple weeks ahead.
Weird.
So they could be watching something in their offices and go, ooh, that's not working. And then they could, you know, change it before there was too much of an
investment. That's the problem, maybe. Don't shoot so far ahead.
I mean, honestly, we could have told them that the first week, the first Taylor was on set. Now, I actually kind of warmed up to her more than I can't believe I'd say this because I couldn't stand that character at the beginning either. But compared to the other one, honestly, I was kind of trying to be optimistic. But, you know, this pairing sucks.
Honestly, I
like
the first one.
Yeah.
I have to say I like the first Taylor better than this one.
Like, I was warming up to her a little bit, even though I still hated the story.
She was more believable as that type of character.
Yeah, I mean, she at least came across as sweet, you know. Someone said that one of my friends' stepdads watches the show, like with his wife, you know, they all kind of watch as a family. And first week the new Taylor was on, he was like, dude, she's like a biker chick. She looks like someone's ass, you know, or something like that.
That's true.
You know,
yeah,
it's like.
Too rough, yeah.
I could see her going all, you know, don't mess with me, you know. I don't know. Just to me, at least Natalia had these, and I can't believe I'm even defending it because I honestly couldn't stand that pairing either. But compared,
she has the good girl qualities.
He did have the sweetness, and she had sort of the innocence of what I think they were trying to convey with Taylor. But Tamara came in, and I mean, she's a great actress, I guess. But it's like, for that character, it's just not working. And I remember when they brought her in, they said, well, they're going to send her in a new direction, change the direction of the character. So I was like, well, what does that mean? Because honestly, I don't think she has that much chemistry with Brady either. And I thought the first one at least did. I mean, I thought Natalia actually had better chemistry with Brady than she did with EJ.
Right.
So, and they were just pushing pencils and doing budgets. I mean, I was like, they're hotter. The two of them are hotter sitting there with number two pencils in the pub than EJ half naked with her is, you know. And EJ half naked should be pretty hot.
I always thought he'd have chemistry with everybody, but
no. Well, the other thing is, how many more weeks do we have to hear Taylor threaten to leave? I'm like,
oh my
gosh,
just leave already.
She could buy a second bus ticket by accident, and Dario just happens to be walking by. And instead of them getting run over by the same car, they get on the same bus and leave town. That would be fine with me. She was always threatening. She always had her little suitcase. I'm going to the bus. I'm going to leave town now. I'm like, please don't tease us that way. Just do it.
Yeah. You would think that after working for Brady for 6 months, she would, you know, afford to buy a car by now.
I mean, come on, get a damn car. You know, I'm thinking, And you notice how really torn up she's been about the loss of her mother. That's hilarious. I love Faye. I love Valerie Wilder.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, Nicole has actually showed sincere mourning for her mom, more so than this one. You know, Taylor's, like, too busy worrying about EJ. Ugh. And then for Lexi to be like, wait a minute, we're going to have a talk. I saw that scene where I'm like, no, Lexi, please, please do not talk to Taylor. She'll stay. Do not talk
yeah.
to Taylor.
Oh, that reminds us, let's not forget to mention that Tuesday, Marianne is interviewing Valerie Wildman,
nice.
Faye Walker.
That's
and,
right, yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Faye's Ghost is on at least for another,
agree
yeah, Faye's Ghost is on for at least next week. So she's still on the show. And actually, we haven't seen anywhere that she's been let go. Yeah.
What's that? Hmm.
We haven't seen anywhere that Valerie's been let go yet either.
I keep tweeting her that my ideal scenario is that Rafe, you know, fake Rafe is the one that killed fake Faye, and real Faye is down
fake
the basement in one of those other rooms. You know, because you know they got more than one jail down the basement. I come on, more than one. You know, isolation chamber. I mean, come on, every basement does. I mean,
right.
I'm from the Midwest now. You know, I know these things. But, you know, I mean, it's like, I keep telling her, it's like, I can hardly wait till real Faye comes back, and she's, you know, so we've been joking about that. And I think she likes that idea, too. I think she really loves working with Ari and everything. And so, you know, they have to make some sort of stupid, I mean, they throw the Demirers under the bus all the time. They can make up some stupid story about how that for some reason, you know, I don't know, you know, who knows? But I'd love for her to stay. She's really nice, and she's really. I love what she brings to Faye, and I love the way. I love her relationship with Nicole, and you know, I don't know. I just really, really like her.
Yeah,
I've been tweeting with her back and forth this week too. She's at Valerie Wildman. If anybody wants to tweet with her, she's really nice. She tweets back. So,
does. That's kind of like how I got her for, you know, just tweeting her and mentioning it, and, you know, she's glad to do it, so.
She's got a lot of really interesting things going on in her life, doesn't she, Marianne? I know you were...
She's very, yeah, when I read, you know, read up on her bio and everything, very interesting, and she speaks fluent Spanish, and she has a degree in psychology, and I think she's worked, I don't know if she has it yet, but I think she's working for her PhD in clinical psychology, and...
Yeah.
Like works at shelters and with troubled youth and
yeah,
with the
very
different.
Involved.
Yeah, she's really
very
involved in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So
she's awesome.
Yeah.
So we're excited. Should we find that's what at 10 o'clock Eastern on Tuesday night? Is that right?
Uh huh.
Usual time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm reading. Marianne's write up. She was in Oliver Stone's Salvador. Falcon the Snowman, Without a Trace, Cold Case, Nip Tuck. And I think I remember her from Nip Tuck.
And that was just a few of the things. There was, there's a lot more other things, yeah.
Yeah, and you also said she played Josh Taylor's love interest on Beverly Hills 90210.
Right.
And Josh.
Did they have Roman and Faye have a thing?
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe real Faye will be alive and she'll get out of the basement. And,
was there something going on with them at one time?
Then, you know, maybe Roman
I don't
will
remember
rest
that.
Her. Well, I know they
you
had
don't
the
remember?
Diner
okay.
days. There were the diner days with Kate and
yeah,
Roman.
That's
but that
with
was when
Kate,
Kate
yeah.
and Roman were kind of starting out, I think.
Oh, okay. Right. I don't know. Maybe, well, I guess it was Roman and Nicole, right? Okay.
Yes, it was Roman and Nicole.
Faye and Abe, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Roman and Nicole,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she has a master's degree in counseling, speaks fluent Spanish, and she's worked as a Peace Corps volunteer.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's some other organizations that she helped start. A lot of...
She's a relief worker through Operation USA.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she has her own production company called Wild Spirit Productions.
Oh.
So, yeah, she's a busy girl. She's busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, poor thing, she was going to go to Judy and Wally's event last night and had a dead battery, couldn't get there.
Oh.
I felt so bad
oh,
for her.
No.
She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I would have been sad if I was there and didn't see her. But she was at Henry's Tap today. Apparently, one of our Team Kate members was teaching her how to tweet. And I was like, because she tweets. But I guess she said, I'm teaching Valerie Wellman about tweeting or something, and I thought, oh, that's interesting because the person teaching her retweets everything. So I'm like, oh Lord, I told Valerie, go to the light. Just joking. Well, I'm just but anyway, no, it's all fun. She's she's got a great sense of humor and stuff. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got that. Did we talk about everything about the show? I'm trying to think. Anything else?
Parker
came back. Parker was here this week.
Yeah, Parker was back. That was cute.
He got big.
Chloe,
because Phillips left the show, there's no reason why they can't have Chloe, you know, have Parker, whatever it is, three times a week or whatever, like eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
first,
she's got to
go downhill and sell herself to the devil.
You know, if Jay would want to come back, I guess it's all fit, whether he'd want to come back.
Well, I would love for him to. I'm just thinking maybe
should
entice him with good writing.
He did before. He wanted to.
I thought Jay had a pilot, though. Didn't
What's
Jay
that?
Get past?
Did he?
Didn't Jay get cast in a pilot? I thought he was cast in a pilot.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Yeah. I think he was maybe guesting on something, but I didn't hear about the pilot.
No, I thought he had a pilot. Yeah, and Shelley Hunting has a pilot, so we know Stephanie's not coming back.
Yeah, well, so, not too worried about it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Is the bay starting up again?
Yeah, that should be coming up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's on the blog. They have a fundraiser now. You can pledge money, and it's tiered. I think the lowest pledge is
$10,
and you get certain prizes for that.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's on the blog. Everybody wants to look at that. They're trying to raise, I think, $10,000 for season two. And they announced Fiona Hutcheson has been added to the cast.
Who's that?
I just saw that.
Oh, okay. Who's that?
What show was she on? Was it One Life to Live? I can't remember. She was Gabrielle.
Oh.
I think it was One Life to Live. Yeah, but I think she was more involved in Quarantina, so that must have been One Life to Live. Yeah, so she's joined the cast. And Gregory Martin just finished filming his movie Southside, which is about his cousin that was murdered just last fall.
Oh, wow.
And Christos Andrews is starring in that movie. They just wrapped that up. So I'm assuming they're going to start filming season two here pretty soon, because that's supposed to debut in August or September. So that's where we're at with the Bay. But I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I watched their preview they have of, not preview, the a video for season one. That was pretty good, and I enjoyed watching that. But that's all on the blog. So if anyone wants to go and donate money for the Bay, you can go on the blog and find it. I just posted that one this week. Oh, and I thought of a great way to kill off Dario.
Oh,
how? Someone's playing pool, and they hit the ball too hard. It comes out and smacks him in the head and kills him.
Yes! We haven't had, like, death by hard inanimate object in a while.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
That would be great. I love it.
Yep.
We could always set him down to the pier again. You know, that's always
good. Yeah, and have him go down the steps.
Tony Mira Memorial Stairs.
Yeah.
That are now shared by Madeline.
Yeah, they don't show the old pier anymore. They only show
the
pier.
But, you know, they haven't used, you know, surely back in the prop department, they've got that Willow Memorial rock, you know, that they bring out for Dario if they can't afford all the, you know, I mean, they do have enough pool ball, you know, balls, what is it, they have for the pool table, they have balls there. Yeah, it's not like they have to go out and buy new things. I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah.
I like that idea. I like it a lot. Oh. It is nice seeing Justin and Adrian on. I wish they didn't have to come to Dumio, but, you know.
Yeah, they're so cute.
But they are cute. I like them.
Yeah.
I'm glad they've had. I was worried. I thought Justin was never coming back there when he disappeared from the credits and everything, and Wally did.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so glad that they brought him back, and let's hope that, you know, and it's nice seeing Adrian, and so let's hope that they.
Actually, when I turn on TV and I see they're on, I'm like, they're on again? They're already on this week. You know, it's
nice.
Such a nice surprise.
Yeah.
So I'm glad, even though they're just kind of, well, Adrian's pimping
Melanie
and
Dario. And Wally's pimping Chloe, yeah.
No.
It's her lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Sally brought up Jack's brick when Marlena bricked Jack. So, you always bring the brick. Well, we haven't seen
the brick
since you know, Meredith bricked up Rafe. So, yeah,
yes,
we just got about the Brick.
The Brick. Brick Horton needs to return. That's one that maybe we could do a campaign. Please bring back Brick Horton. We need him to brick Rafe.
Oh, yeah, don't forget, Horton the Tiger is still on the loose.
Or the Tiger.
They never,
yeah,
never caught
Horton
the Tiger.
How about Allison Donut?
Oh, my God. I was thinking Adrian's Hot Wings. Melanie keeps getting Adrian's Hot Wings. Maybe he could choke on a chicken wing or something.
Or Anytizer. You know how Max is pimping the Anytizers. Every time I see the bag of Anytizers in the store, I think of Uncle Max and his niece dating ways. Because he had to do a product placement ad one time for that. I'm like, oh. Mm.
Oh, yeah, Sally brought up the way Cheers killed off Eddie Leback on Cheers. He got ran over by Zamboni. So we can always try that with
Oh, there
too.
You go. Hey, you know,
really
anything. Anything.
I mean, the possibilities are endless. But I like a cool death, though. But I'm really tired of the stairs.
Yes,
I'm tired of the stairs.
Public something else besides the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the pool ball. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Make it happen.
It could. That's by
see,
pool ball.
I mean, you can't. He's not a murder mystery victim, though. I mean, because
he doesn't raise enough concern. I mean, I'd be like, okay, so I guess technically the murderer shouldn't be rootable, but I have to say, I think I would throw my support behind that one.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, I mean, how Bays is, you never know. They might just say, hey, let's recast this Hernandez person, too, because we recasted Ariana, we recasted Gabrielle, or Gabby.
We recast
Ariel again.
Yeah.
Well, I just keep thinking, I know it's not going to be the 80s. I know it, you know, I'm practicing the art of revised expectations for days.
Yes.
But I really do. Yeah. I want to give my support to them. I want, you know, I think we all want it to not just survive, but to thrive. And, you know, it's not a panacea. There's a lot of things to fix with the show. But I think having the writing change, having, you know, mixing it up with some, bringing in some old, getting rid of some other, I mean, I think that's, you know, at least they're showing an effort. And, you know, what's really weird is when I look at the ratings, I mean, it's always that classic puzzle of, okay, they suck at the total viewers, they suck at households. But then, okay, they're fourth with the 18 to 49, but then viewers, but then when you go to the 18 to 49 ratings, they're number two for 18 to 49. They're number two with girls, and they're number two with 18 to 34, and they're number three with the guys. So I'm thinking, you know, I don't know where that gap is. I don't really understand completely how the ratings are done. But, you know, it's like there's something to work with there, you know. I mean, if they are staying at least sort of alive in some of those categories and they suck as bad as they do, that must mean there are a lot of people trying to stick it out as long as they can with the show. So if they give them some of what they want, instead of pairings we can't stand, then, you know, hey, Days could really do a lot better, I think. I don't know. Of course, they're not going to have much competition soon, sadly.
The Sony board is still down, in case anybody didn't know.
What happened? You know, with our passwords, that they're saying
still
that our
down.
Passwords have been compromised. Well, we can't go in and change them. So I don't understand.
Yeah. You know, it just says it's not available. It's not there, right?
Yeah. Right, going in there for the
what
first
happened?
Time in weeks. I hadn't been
they
over
got
there
hacked.
A while. Yeah, well, yep. You know how the Sony PlayStation stuff got hacked? Well, like something like 77 million accounts got hacked. Well, these same bozos went in and hacked Sony, you know, all of Sony Entertainment, I guess, as well.
Oh, wow.
So that's why our board is down. Yeah. Yeah. So that's a little scary. I never thought being on the soap board could compromise my security.
Jeez.
Oh, I know. That's just... Yeah, I wonder if they're going to try to restore the board, or if they're just going to blow it out and blow out all, you know, everybody's account and make everybody start all over again.
I know. Well, there's so many. There were so many pictures in there and stuff, though. That's
so many good things in there, in our thread anyway. Well, in all the threads, I guess, different people's threads. Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
good stuff in there.
Honestly, with Twitter, I haven't been at Sony very much because it seems like Twitter seems
to
be our happening place. You know,
Twitter's the place to be. Yeah. Twitter and Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think more so Twitter than Facebook.
More so Twitter anymore, Twitter's getting to be more popular.
And I can't believe I say that either because I didn't was. I really
oh, my God.
Twitter.
I was so dead set about it. Yes, I know.
But it's kind of addictive.
And a lot of the day's actors are on there now.
Plus you get news so much faster, too.
You
really hear about it, like, boom, it's there. It's on your phone.
But the Thursday afternoon, I mean, you know, I was out when I was busy doing something. Or maybe it was Friday afternoon, and then Save Jack and Jennifer sent me this direct message on Twitter. She's like, where have you been? I'm like, what the hell? What's going on?
Yeah.
That's how I found out about Drake and Deidre. From Save Jack and Jen asked me where I was. So, I mean, you know.
That's funny.
So I looked around. It's like, oh, okay, they're coming back. So, yeah, so Twitter kind of got me looking around. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I avoided Twitter as long as I could, but it's fun. And, you know, I think, seriously, I think it helps with, I think it helps Days of Our Lives, you know what I mean?
I think it does, too.
Yeah.
I think all of these
especially with all the actors being on.
And I think all of these events that they've had.
And they tweet you back, too, so.
Yeah,
well, and I think all these events they had, like these book signings this last year, or however many months they've been doing it, last several months. Those have been great PR for the show. I mean, because they've seen people come out. Like my friends that went to Dallas to see the book signing in Dallas, they said, you know, there was a long line outside. I mean, of course, it was hot and it was horrible. It was sounds like it was very well, you know, it wasn't very well, you know, planned or whatever. But because they had to stand out in the sun for a couple of hours, I think it was pretty brutal in Texas. But and everybody was hot, you know, it was just one of those things. But they still had a good time. But, but I mean, lots of fans showed up. And, I mean, granted, maybe it's not 100,000 people showing up in a city, but, you know, you figure a couple thousand people show up at something like that, you know, that says a lot, that they're willing to stand out in the sun like that or they're willing to go and get the book so they can get it signed. So I think it was really genius on the part of Dave to, like, really have this 45-year celebration and really hit it hard with the hopes that maybe it actually will make it to 50, whereas maybe if they hadn't been doing this, you know, I think people sometimes forget about Dave, you know, if they haven't watched it for a while or whatever, and this kind of put it back in their mind. You know, like, maybe they haven't been watching for a while, then they find out that their old favorite, Suzanne Rogers, is going to be in town for a book signing, or Deidre Hall, or, you know, Lauren Coslow, or, you know, any of these, you know, some of these people have been going to them. It's like, it kind of like, oh, I got to go check that out, you know. And then maybe they start to tune in again, and then they realize how much it sucks, and then they tune out again. But, so it's been great PR, I think, for the show. And, you know, it's been probably good for selling the books, too. So, you know, more power to them.
Yeah, I
hope that they're listening. I mean, I know one of the actors said that they got a lot of comments through the lines, you know, through these book signings, saying, oh, I don't watch anymore, but I love you, or, oh, I don't watch anymore, but I still love Days, I just don't watch anymore. So, I mean, they've got to pull some of those people back. I mean, kind of like me. I didn't watch for a number. I had watched early on, then I didn't watch for a number of years, and something drew me back in, which was the best. Basically finding out the vets were on, and I came back.
So is there anything else? We have about 10 minutes to go. Is there anything?
Anybody in the chat room got anything?
They asked about Sherry Anderson's third book, and I just saw on Facebook tonight she's writing book number 3 right now. So I think it's supposed to be about November.
I'm not sure.
It's my guess.
I
haven't gotten the second book yet. That's on my list. It's one of the things, I have so many books lying around I haven't finished yet. So I'm trying to finish a book before I start a new one. But it sounds interesting, though. I'd like to see what you know, her take on Steve and Kayla again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's interesting too that you know those books, while they don't correspond to what's actually happening on the show, but for a good reason, because Sherry's actually a good writer. But it's kind of interesting because I really wonder if part of why the changes are occurring, aside from the bad ratings, which are the big wake-up call, but maybe the feedback they've been getting. I mean, because Sherry is writing the romance and the intrigue and the, you know, exotic locations and all that, of course, we can't have now because of the, you know. It's like, okay, travel is expensive. Romance is not. I mean, if you write it well and you got the right actors in the story, and you're putting the right people together, that's not expensive. That doesn't cost you any more than writing a crappy show. You know, it's like when you think about it. So, you know, maybe all of that kind of had an influence. Maybe they really were listening to fans while they were showing up at these book signings. I know they claim to have been listening to them, but maybe they were taking notes. Maybe they really were, you know, paying attention. So
I wonder if they're going to follow what happened with the book. I want, you know, when they bring back John Mulaney, or, you know, is John still going to be paralyzed, or, you know, are they going to be cured? I mean, just kind of curious if they're going to try to follow her book at all. Because in book one, eventually at the end, John's cured. He was, so if you don't want to know what happened in the book one, and, you know, just don't listen for a few minutes. Yeah, the storyline is Marlena is going to see a plastic surgeon, something for John, and she starts getting attracted to this plastic surgeon, and John, behind Marlena's back, is getting physical therapy. And Marlena's feeling alienated because John's not touching her, because John's afraid that little John will make an appearance and she'll realize he's not paralyzed anymore. I'm not making it up. And then along the way, they find out that this one girl, Charlie, is really their child, but Stefano stole their reproductive parts again and made a baby for a friend of his. So that's how the book goes. So, but Marlene ends up, she doesn't cheat on John, and John, it kind of insinuated John was cheating with the physical therapist, but he wasn't. So in the book, John and Marlena are back together and having sex, and they have a probably 20-year-old daughter, and who's friends with Belle. And the weird thing is too was that Sean was kind of attracted to Charlie, who ended up being Belle's full sister. So that's what happens in the first book. So no, I was just kind of curious. I wonder how they're gonna handle the John Mulaney return, if he's gonna come back cured, or you know. I don't know what they're gonna do. Kind of curious.
I just hope it's new John and not old John. For me, anyway, that would be my plan for me. Oh, well. Guess we'll see.
I guess we will.
Yep. That's what I want you to tune in.
Yeah, so we're probably not going to get any storyline leaked about them, probably till at least August.
Yeah, unless somebody leaks a storyline. Maybe they'll keep that part secret.
Maybe the next person that gets fired will leak it.
That's true.
By the time the people are all completely let go, we'll know the whole storyline, who's coming back and who. You know. So here's a fun one anybody who wants to support, I always mention this, anyone who wants to support the ABC shows, you can follow at Fire Franz, Fire and then F-R-O-N-F for Brian Franz. They've got a Grim Reaper as their avatar, so it's kind of funny. They have a lot of good information about helping them, you know, helping to you know, protest and, you know, writing in and contacting advertisers and things like that. So they're very, very ambitious, got a lot of good ideas, and they're pretty funny, too. So that's a good one to follow. And then I also have to throw out a little ad for Bob Hapka, Mark's dad. He's pretty funny. A little twisted at times, but then Mark's twisted, so it kind of makes sense. But Bob Hapka has a little following on Twitter, and he's pretty cute. He's fun. So, and he's not a fan of Taylor. So if you're not a fan of Taylor, that's a good one to follow.
Yeah, John, that's funny.
He and I have had a few good laughs over that. So yeah, so he's another fun one. We should have like the Twitter recommendations every week. Like maybe we should have, you know, because you recommended one earlier.
Yeah, I think I'm Judy Evans. I recommend Judy Evans.
Yeah.
And Valerie
Waldman.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Valerie Waldman.
Valerie Waldman.
And we got Suzanne Rogers mm-hmm. now on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Suzanne's so cute. She goes, "What does FF mean?" on Friday.
I think I asked that at first, too, because I was like, "What is this?"
Yeah, there, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what it meant
Rogers.
Either.
And it's
that
Rogers,
I mean. Like,
and it's her last name first, Rogers Suzanne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think a lot of the day doctors, almost all of them, are more and more are coming on Twitter.
Well, it's fun when they tweet pictures, you know, like real-life pictures or pictures. They're not, you know, they have to be careful.
Let me tell you what's going on. Christian Alfonso will always tweet and Ari Zucker.
Yeah. I love how Christian's like, "It's Saturday morning. Hope everyone's having a
good
day.
Good morning.
I'm
off to do, yeah."
And
they tell
you
what they're doing.
Cute about her.
Allie Sweeney, too.
And she's so funny, too. I love to hear. I mean, I know we've joked a little bit about, you know, she needs to eat, you know, that kind of thing. But she's so cute. She's like, "Chocolate pancakes for breakfast," and stuff. She's like, "The boys want chocolate pancakes." Like, it's so cute. And then she'll, like, post her recipes or what she's eating or whatever. And Lauren Coslow is a great one to follow. She tweets great pictures from, you know, some from the set, some from life. Can follow the story of her rescue baby pit bull that she got the other day. It's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're fun. You know, they post, you know, fun pictures and, you know, it's, I don't know, it's a lot of fun. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, Lauren Coslow is on Twitter right now.
Oh,
she wants to tweet with Lauren. Yeah, she's at Lauren Coslow. Yeah. She posted a picture that says Ziggy is a sock puppet or something. Yeah, it's a sock puppet.
Well, I'm so bummed that I wasn't out in L.A. this time. I've been in L.A. the last three cycles of events for days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, didn't get to go this time. So it's kind of a bummer. But sounds like they're having fun, which is great.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll hear a lot of stories. And yeah, Billy wants to call in next week and let us know about how the fan events went. And
yeah.
I'd love to hear the stories, yeah.
Well, we can get some scoop from Valerie, too, because she's been at some of them, too.
Oh, that's right. So, well, you know, I want to end the show if anybody has any last-second thoughts.
I think I'm good.
Well, I'm good.
Thanks to the chat room.
Yeah,
keep it alive always.
They're cool.
They're great.
Yeah, so everybody, yeah, everybody, Tuesday, Marianne has an interview with, well, Marianne can get the Blog Talk Radio work for.
Got it better.
Yeah.
And you'll tell me.
Yeah.
I'll make sure
yeah.
She's the backup. But, yeah, I think it was just giving me. I'll just turn it off and restart it and see what I can do with it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to mess with it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Want to call in and talk to Valerie? Call.
Yeah. She's really
call and talk to Valerie. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's
10 p.m.
Very interesting, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, or if you want to you direct message me a question for Valerie if you can't make it, or post on Facebook, or even post on the blog, we can pass that along.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're too shy to call
in.
Join
us in the chat room.
Give me a list of questions.
Join the chat room and ask a question there. So, because unlike a lot of Blog Talk Radio shows, we want the fans involved. Because the fans come up with some
it's a lot more fun
questions.
If somebody calls in. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and
it's always fun to call in and talk to them.
Yeah, and seriously, there's nothing cool in the world than talking to your favorite actor. I mean, it's just awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and so for the Valerie fans or anyone who's, you know, interested in Nicole and EJ and Taylor and all that, you know, talk to Miss Valerie, and she sounds like a really fascinating and smart woman. So I like to hear, you know, what Valerie's like too, not just first in on days. Yeah, so, you know, everybody try to come. Probably 10 minutes early, chat room will be open. And, you know, come on over and hear Valerie, hear what she has to say, and follow her on Twitter at Valerie Wildman. And if not, we'll see you guys next Saturday.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye.